ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భాగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తి భవతి నష్టికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే.
హరే కృష్ణ.
శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం దశవా స్కంద్ 11వ అధ్యాయ 20 శ్లోక నంబర్ 20. ఇత్థం యశోదాతం అశేష శేఖరం మత్వా సూతం స్నేహ నిబద్ధ ధీర నృప హస్తే గృహీత్వా సహ రామం అచ్యుతం నీత్వా స్వవాతం కృతవా తథోదయం. ఇత్థం యశోదాతమశేష శేఖరం మత్వా సుతం స్నేహ నిబద్ధ ధీర నృప హస్తే గృహీత్వా సహ రామమచ్యుతం నీత్వా స్వవాతం కృతవా తథోదయం. ఇత్థం యశోదాతమశేష శేఖరం మత్వా సుతం స్నేహ నిబద్ధ ధీర నృప హస్తే గృహీత్వా స రామం అచ్యుతం నీత్వా స్వవాతం కృతవా తథోదయం. ఇత్థం యశోదాతమశేష శేఖరం మత్వా సుతం స్నేహ నిబద్ధ ధీర నృప इत्थम इन दिस वे यशोदा मदर यशोदा तम अशेष शेखरम अंटू कृष्ण हु वॉज ऑन द पीक ऑफ एवरीथिंग ऑस्पिशियस विथ नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ डर्टीनेस और अनक्लीनिनेस मत्वा कंसिडरिंग सूतम एस हर सन स्नेह निबद्ध धीहि बिकॉज ऑफ एन इंटेंस स्पिरिट ऑफ लव नृप ओ किंग महाराज परीक्षित हस्ते इन द हैंड गृहित्वा टेकिंग सह रामम विद बलराम अच्युतम कृष्ण द इनफैलिबल नित्वा ब्रिंगिंग स्ववातम एट होम कृतवाती परफॉर्म्ड अथ नाउ उदयम ब्रिलियंस बाय बाथिंग हिम ड्रेसिंग हिम एंड डेकोरेटिंग हिम विद ऑर्नामेंट्स ट्रांसलेशन माय डियर परीक्षित महाराज बिकॉज ऑफ इंटेंस लव एंड अफेक्शन मदर यशोदा कृष्णास मदर कंसिडर्ड कृष्णा हु वॉज एट द पीक ऑफ ऑल ऑपुलेंसेस टू बी हर ओन सन दस शी टुक कृष्णा बाय द हैंड अलॉन्ग विद बलराम एंड ब्रॉट देम होम वेर शी परफॉर्म्ड हर ड्यूटीज बाय फुल्ली बाथिंग देम ड्रेसिंग देम एंड फीडिंग देम पर्पट बाय शिलोप्रपाद की कृष्णा इज ऑलवेज नीट क्लीन एंड ऑपुलेंट and does not need to be washed, bathed, or dressed. Yet Mother Yashoda, because of affection, considered him her ordinary child and did her duties to keep her son brilliant. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjala Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभिष्ठं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदंतिकं नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो बाय टेकिंग द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड गुरु महाराज एंड ऑल द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज So I'm going to begin by glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. Ananta Shastram Bahulascha Vidyaha Alpam Chakalam Bahuvignatacha Yatsara Bhutam Tadubasaniyam Hamso Yathakshiram Ivambu Madhyat Niti verse, Niti shlok, Niti shastra verse, Ananta shastram bahulascha vidya. As many of us knows, four Vedas, 108 Upanishads, Itihasas, Agamas, etc., etc. There are so many scriptures. So one lifespan is not enough even to read one scripture, forget about understanding it or implementing in our life. Ananta shastram bahulascha vidya alpam chakalam. But we have a very short span of life, bahu vignatacha. And even in that span of life, there are so many hurdles, so many disturbances. And thanks to the Android mobile phone, it is disturbing us now and then. And the other people who are our relatives, so-called relatives, they also disturb in our spiritual life. So there is disturbance at every step, padam padam yad vipadam. Ananta shastram bahu lashta vidya, अल्पम च कालम बहु विघ्नता च यत्सार भूतम सो वन हैज टू टेक द एसेंस ऑफ ऑल द स्क्रिप्चर्स लाइक व्हाट इज द एग्जांपल क्षीरम यथा ivambu madhyat. Hamso yathakshiram ivambu madhyat. Like a swan, when the milk is mixed with water, the swan only takes the milk out of it. Bahu shastra bahu vakya chitte brahmaya sadhya sadhana shrestha nahaya nishchaya shastrena na jani marma adhyapana kare gardavali prayena shastra vahimare. Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ji says, bahu shastra bahu vakya chitte brahmaya. When one devotes his time in reading various scriptures, bahu shastra bahu vakya, and hears from many peoples, what happens? Chitte brahmaya. He gets confused, he gets bewildered. Sadhya sadhana srishta nahaya nishchaya. Now what should be the goal of life? He gets confused, he don't know about it. Sadhya sadhana srishta, what is the process to attain that goal of life? Even he gets confused with this. Patanti chatura veda dharma shastra anekashatah atmanam naiva jananti atmanam naiva jananti. I forgotten that verse. Patanti chatura atmanam davi pakarasa yatha. Again the same Nitishastra verse says, Patanti Chatura Veda. If one is reading many scriptures, even four Vedas, if he is studying that, Dharma Shastra Anaikata hai, and he also has read, you know, many Dharma Shastras. Atmanam Naiva Jananti. But he don't know his real identity, that he is the eternal servant of Lord Krishna. He don't know that. It's like Davi Pakar Asa Yatha. Like a spoon, which is put in, you know, different varieties of foodstuffs. The spoon is in touch with different varieties of foodstuffs, but still it cannot taste it. Similarly, a person who is reading so many scriptures, but he cannot, if he is not knowing, if he is not self-realized, if he don't know that he is the eternal servant of Lord Krishna, then it's waste. Aradhyate Bhagwan Vajeshataniyas Taddham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachita Vajavadur Vargenava Kalpita. Ramya Kachita Upasana Vargenava Kalpita. Srimad Bhagavata Mahapuranam Rasamalayam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Kimva Atna Paranadaraha. Some mistake in the verse. Aradhya Bhagwan Vajeshtanis. The goal of life is to worship Lord Krishna. Aradhya Bhagwan Vajeshtanis Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam. And our eternal residence is Vrindavana. Ramya Kachita Vajavadur Varagenava Kalpita. And the process of worship which we follow is how the gopis, the way gopis worship Lord Krishna. We try to follow on that footsteps. Srimad Bhagavata Puranam Pramanam Prema Pumartu Mahanam. And which is that scripture, which is the essence of all the scriptures, that is Srimad Bhagavatam one should study, where he can know the essence of all scriptures, that is to love Lord Krishna and to establish a relationship with the Lord Krishna. And who is saying this? Whose opinion is this? Is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion is that this scripture has no contamination at all. So I begin with this verse where the translation is that Parikshit, my dear Parikshit Maharaj, because of intense love and affection, Mother Yashoda, Krishna's mother, considered Krishna, who was at the peak of all opulence, to be her own son. So Mother Yashoda, an epitome of love. Even in this world, if we try to be slightly impartial, if there is at all some love in this material world, is between a mother and a child. Because mother usually doesn't demand from her child anything. But this love in this material world is a reflection of eternal love in the spiritual world. Love in the spiritual world gets manifested in the form of lust in the material world. There is a difference between lust and love. Usually in the material world, between a boy and a girl, often they, you know, exchange this sentence, I love you, you love me too, and this and that. If you see, usually in movies also they show love before marriage. There is excitement, there is adventure. If we, for example, now a boy is glorifying a girl and glorifying her hair, and after marriage what happens? Now the same hair, when it comes in the food, he says, what is this? The source of pleasure becomes the source of displeasure. The source of satisfaction, gratification, becomes the source of frustration. Why? Because the love in this material world has beginning and an end. Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukhayona yevate hai adiyantavantah kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha. So intelligent person should not participate in that happiness which has a beginning and an end. So we should participate in which happiness? Which is eternal. Naham deha deha bhajam na loke kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujam yehe tapo divyam putrakayena sattvam shuddhe dayasmat brahma saukhyam tumanantam. Anantam, that happiness which never ends. Anantam. Naham deha deha bhajam na loke. We get this human body, of course, for doing hard work, no doubt about it. But which sort of hard work? Which sort of austerity? Even many people in this world are performing austerity. They are working day and night just for earning money and for having some sensual pleasures. But for this, we are not supposed to do hard work. Kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujam ye tapodivyam putrakayena sattvam. One shouldn't perform austerity, but which austerity? Divya austerity, transcendental austerity. Which will make you pure. Shuddheta yasmat brahma saukhyam tamanantam. And that brahma saukhya, which is never ending, one will get that. So until unless we are searching for happiness in outside world, we are searching happiness outside, till then we will never be able to realize what is eternal happiness. Bahya sparshe asaktatma vindatyatmani yat sukham sabrahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute. Again Bhagavad Gita Krishna parallelly gives the same meaning in this verse. Bahya sparshe asaktatma, one who is completely detached from the outer happiness. Vindatyatmani yat sukham, one who is completely engaged, is enjoying happiness internally. Sa brahma yoga yuktatma, he is a brahma yogi. He is a real devotee. Sukham akshayam ashnute, and he will get eternal happiness. Akshaya ananda, eternal happiness. It will never get vanquished. Now many times we see even a sadhakas, like we are new, many of us are neophyte devotees, and what happens? We are engaged in service of Lord. Still we are sometimes, there is a time when it comes, we feel sad, we get morose, we get frustrated, we are in distress. Now we are in this verse, Krishna is saying again and again, Sukham akshayam ashnute, one who is engaged in devotional service of Lord, he will get eternal happiness. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochitana kangshati samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhakti labate param. Initial stage before coming to devotional service, mad bhakti labate param, bhakti milne se pehle, that person is already happy. Now we are directly connected in service of Lord Krishna. If still we are not happy, then there is some issue. A pure devotee of Lord can never be in distress. Can never be in distress when it comes when it comes to his own life. Obviously, a pure devotee of love is also get morosed, he gets distressed, he gets angry also. But for whom? For others, and not for himself. So we can observe in this pastime of Yashoda Mata also, very busy, engaged in the service of the Lord, she don't have any time to think about Lord. Think about herself. This is the speciality of Vraja devotees. They are always concerned about Lord Krishna and the devotees. There is no other business at all. We can learn this thing from them. Most of the time we start giving excuses that no, they are Vraja devotees, they are advanced devotees. And how can we imitate them? Who told you to imitate them? You have to follow one day, right? So that day is today. That time is now. Until and unless you will not put efforts in it, you will never progress in it. Devotional service towards Lord is not cheap. You can buy it with one price. That is intense affection, intense greed to attain that. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita matihi kriyatena kutopi labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam jamna koti sukritirna labhyate. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita matihi, a love of Krishna, Shishi Radharas Bihari Bhagwan Ki, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman Ki, Shishi Gaur Nitai Bhagwan Ki, Shri Prabhupada Ki. Krishna Rasabhavitamati, the eternal love of Krishna, the devotional service of Krishna, if you really want to attain it, one must have intense greed to attain it. Like a person who is a businessman, he is also very greedy. Wherever he goes, he just searching for an option, searching for a scope where he can expand his business, right? Similarly, a devotee's duty is what? Wherever he is going, he should search, he should be very greedy. Who will become devotee? Who will become devotee? When I will get to hear about Krishna's pastime? When I will get time to read scriptures?
Rupa Raghunath Pade Haive Akuti Kabe Ham Bujabo Se Yugala Pirati.
Sing with me.
Rupa Raghunath Pade Haive Akuti कबे हम बुझाबो से युगल पिराती गौरांग करुण.
What's that? Okay.
गौरांग बोलीते हबे फुलक शरीर हरि हरि बोलीते ना याने बबेनीर गौरांग बोलीते हवे पुलक शरीर हरि हरि बोलीते ना याने बबेनीर.
When that time will come, when the tears will come while chanting the name of Lord Gauranga. Coming once again to the same topic, love and lust. Love in the spiritual world gets manifested in the form of lust in the material world. Now there is a difference, right?
Kama prema doha kara vibhinna lakshana kama prema doha kara vibhinna lakshana लौहार हे मयचे स्वरूप विलक्षण लौहार हे मयचे स्वरूप विलक्षण मा बहुत अंतर तैव काम प्रेम बहुत अंतर काम अंधतम प्रेम निर्मल भास्कर काम अंध प्रेमतम निर्मल भास्कर.
अगेन वेरी नाइस वर्स डिफाइनिंग व्हाट इज लस्ट एंड व्हाट इज लव बाय श्रील कविदास कविराज जी गोस्वामी जी. काम प्रेम दोह आकार विभिन्न लक्षण. द डेफिनेशन ऑफ काम एंड लस्ट देयर इज अ ह्यूज डिफरेंस इन इट. नाउ व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस. हेम आय छे लोह काम प्रेम दोह आकार विभिन्न लक्षण हेमय आय छे स्वरूप विलक्षण. वन इज दैट इज लस्ट इज लाइक आयन एंड लव इज लाइक गोल्ड. सो दैट मच डिफरेंस इट इज दैट. अतएव बहुत अंतर काम अंधतम प्रेम निर्मल भास्कर. एंड व्हेन देयर इज लस्ट इन द हार्ट ऑफ अ पर्सन हिज होल लाइफ इज इन डार्कनेस. ही विल नेवर बी एबल टू अटेन द इटर्नल लव इन हिज लाइफ. बट व्हेन ही रियली लव्स लॉर्ड व्हेन द ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ लव इज लॉर्ड कृष्णा देन व्हाट हैपेंस. निर्मल भास्कर सन A bright sun gets manifested in his heart.
Vasudev Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayat Ahaitukam.
Vasudev Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. When one is engaged in devotional service of Lord Krishna Vasudev, Janati Ashu Vairagyam. He don't have to put much efforts for getting detached from the material world. This becomes simultaneously. Attachment towards Krishna and detachment towards material worlds come simultaneously. Like so-called yogis who are performing dhyan, ashtanga, who are on jnana marga, they are busy working hard getting detached from the material world.
Nehayat karma dharmaya न विरागाय कल्पते न तीर्थपद सेवाय जीवन अपि मृतो हि सः.
इफ योर एक्टिविटी डजंट लीड यू टू रिलीजन रिलीजियस लाइफ देन दैट एक्टिविटी इज यूजलेस दैट कर्म इज यूजलेस. नेह यत् कर्म धर्माय न विरागाय कल्पते एंड दैट धर्म इज यूजलेस इफ इट डजंट लीड टू डिटैचमेंट टू मटेरियल वर्ल्ड एंड दैट डिटैचमेंट इज यूजलेस इफ इट डजंट लीड to attachment towards the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Natirthapada sevaya jivan api mrito hi saha. A person is dead even if he is living, if he is not attached to Lord Krishna. So that is the difference, a huge difference between lust and love. Now the speciality of love is that when it comes to Yashoda Mata or it comes to Vraja Gopis and all devotees of Raja, they are not concerned about their life. They are not concerned about their happiness. They are only concerned about Lord Krishna.
Vishaye je pritiye be achaye amara tab mate priti hauka charane tomar sampade vipade taha thaku ka samabhave तव मते प्रीति हऊ का चरणे तुम्हारे.
द अटैचमेंट विच वी हैव फॉर आर मटेरियल थिंग्स दैट इज लस्ट. एंड द सेम अटैचमेंट इफ वी हैव द सेम इंटेंस अटैचमेंट व्हाट लेवल टू व्हाट लेवल द अटैचमेंट वी हैव फॉर मटेरियल थिंग्स विद सेम इंटेंसिटी इफ वी हैव फॉर लॉर्ड कृष्णा देन लाइफ इज सक्सेस. फॉरगेट अबाउट मेकिंग कृष्णा एज द only person in your life whom you love. At least one, if he's considering Krishna as one of his family member, even that is success. Usually what happens, we call ourselves as theist. We are not atheist, we are theist, but we are just nominally theistic for the name's sake, because the way we deal
with other living beings or with other devotees or with even with Lord sometimes, as if Lord is not there at all. Like for example, in a family, if there is a deity of Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani or Gaur Nitai or Jagannath Baldev Subhadramaya, and if there is chaos in the house, husband and wife is still fighting, there is arguments going between parents and children, then what is the use? Just imagine, if you have Lord at your home, will you fight? Will you criticize anyone? In the temple, in the front of deity, anyone, there is an offense. If you criticize someone in the front of deity, that is an offense. Just imagine, actual Lord is there. So we will never do offend, we will never break any principles, we will never break any rules if Lord is watching every now and then. But still we commit mistakes, deliberately. It's not that by mistake if something has happened, that is, Lord gives mercy to that person. But deliberately if you are committing some mistake, deliberately if you are breaking principles, then what, we are just nominally theistic and essentially atheistic. Actually we are atheistic, but we are showing in a garb of a devotee, we show others that we are devotees now. So this should now never be done, because this is an offense. Genuine, one should be a genuine devotee. And obviously, like in Yashoda Mata here, if you see, she was giving the best of the things to Lord Krishna. She took Krishna by the hand along with Balarama, brought them home, where she performed her duties by fully bathing them, dressing them and feeding them. Yashoda Mata is giving best of things to Lord Krishna. Now she is forgetting that Lord is, He's the Supreme Lord. He's the master of all opulences. Aishwaryasya, Viryasya, Yashasya, Shriya, Jnana, Vairagyascha, Sharanam Bhaga Itingana. All the six opulences is the master. But due to Yoga Maya, Yashoda Mata has forgotten that. And she is considering Krishna as his own child, and that's why she is giving best of these things. Sometimes some people give excuse now. Now Lord is saying Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. Now we should ask, we should offer these simple things only. There is no need to offer opulent, because Lord is not asking for that. Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati Tadaham Apritam Ashnami Prayatatmanah Bhaktim Uparitam Ashnami Prayatatmanah. One who is offering lotus, leaf, water to Lord with love, with affection, Lord accepts it. There is no doubt about it. There are two things here. Whatever we offer to Lord, there are two things one should consider. One is content, what we are offering to Lord. And one is mood, intent, intention. With what intention we are offering Lord. Now, if a boy loves a girl in this material world, and if he wants to give a gift to a girl, what he does? Whatever pocket money he has, he completely spends that. And he tries to give that girl, to impress that girl, by giving the best gift which he can afford. In this material world, this is the thing. One more example, it's mother and child. If a family is poor, still, mother will eat less, but she will give more to the child. And kabhi kabhi what happens? And now the food is remaining in the night. Okay, if some food is remaining in the night, and early morning she is going to cook again, but the same food, what she never gives to that child. Basi khana jo hai, wo bachche ko nahi denge, khud khayenge. Bachche ko taza khana dena chahiye. Now this is love, no? Content and intent. Now some people will say, no, intent should be good, content doesn't matter at all. No. If your intent is good, content will be automatically good. Similarly, when we worship Lord, forget about worshiping Lord, we should first go gradually, step by step, worshiping or pleasing devotees. If your intent is good, then whatever relationship we have, whatever sharing, whatever things we give to our devotees, fellow devotees, and even to Lord, that will be good at automatically. That is a sign of love. So again, coming back to the lust and love thing.
Atmendriya priti vancha tare boli kamal.
आत्मेन्द्रिय प्रीति वांछा तारे बोली कम कृष्णेन्द्रिय प्रीति इच्छा धरे प्रेम नाम कृष्णेन्द्रिय प्रीति इच्छा धरे प्रेम नाम. Again, simplifying the definition of love and lust by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ji. Atmendriya prithi vancha tare boli kama. The lust means what? Satisfying yourself, your bodily needs is lust. Not even that. If you are too much concerned about own spiritual life and you are not giving any care to other spiritual life, even that can be called as lust. If you are only focusing on us only, my sadhana, my seva, my reading, this and that, I don't care about what happening others, you know, with others' life. Even that is lust. Subtle lust. There is one gross lust. Consider only about your body, your health, your desires, your family, your children, your wife. And there is subtle lust. Consider about only your spiritual life. प्रायणमुनियो स्वमुक्ति कामा मौनम चरन्ति विजनेन परार्थनिष्ठाः नैतान् विहाय कृपणान् विमुमुक्षे को हो नान्यम् अस्तु वचसा निरुक्तम्. श्री प्रह्लाद महाराज, इन प्रह्लाद महाराज प्रेयर स्पेसिफाइंग लॉर्ड नरसिंह देव, ही सेज प्रायण मुनयो स्वविमुक्ति कामा. ऑलमोस्ट ऑल द सेजेस इन दिस वर्ल्ड, दे आर कंसीडर अबाउट देयर ओन स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ. Prayana munayo savimukti kama, swavimukta. They are only concerned about their own liberation. Maunam charanti vijanena pararth nishta. Pararth, they are not concerned about others' benefit. But I am, because I am so-called devotee. Prahlad Maharaj is not considering himself a devotee. He is saying, I am not yet devotee, I am trying to be a devotee. You know, I am not concerned, I am very concerned about these people, these fool people, who are busy engaged in material things. That's why I want to be here. I want to teach them devotional service. So this is the Siddhanta. We are coming from a Brahma Sampradaya, and the speciality of the Sampradaya is preaching. Brahma ji has given knowledge to Narad Muni. Narad Muni is preaching all over the world, right? Giving knowledge to? Gave knowledge to Rila Vyasdev. Vyasdev also preached. Vyasdev gave knowledge to Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya also preached. This sampradaya, the speciality of the sampradaya is preaching. Preaching doesn't mean only just distributing book or just giving lectures. There are different, you know, sections of preaching at all. But combined effort should be preaching. So concern about others, that is the duty of a Vaishnava. Then he will be eligible to love Lord Krishna. If he is lusty, if he is only concerned about his own life, then it's not possible.
Sarvata dhvamsa rahitam satyapi dhvamsa karne yad bhava bandhanam yuno saprema parikirtitah.
Again, the Bhagavat describes what is love.
Sarvata dhvamsa rahitam satyapi dhvamsa karne,
there is every now and then cause, there is a reason, there are so many reasons to leave devotional service. There are so many hurdles that you have to leave devotional service. मैं जा रहा हूँ. It happens, you know, when there is too much frustration with the senior, we are not able to, you know, gel with the seniors. You know, क्या करना, मैं जाता हूँ, छोड़ के जाता हूँ, जाता हूँ वृंदावन. A common dialogue usually, you know, everyone uses this dialogue. मैं जा रहा हूँ. Where you will go? Krishna is not going to leave you. Okay. You know, there is a in that past time. Kala Krishna Das, now he is associating with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and due to disturbance, he got you know, allured by the woman communities, Bhattaharis, and he just leaves Lord, and this happens, right? Chule dhari aane, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kya kya? He hold the shikha of Kala Krishna Das and brought him back. So that is the duty of, you know, Lord performs his duty very well. Name bhakta pranashyati.
But we should also perform our duty. Sarvada dhamsa rahitam satyapi dhamsa karane. Even there is every cause to leave devotional service, but still we are not going to leave devotional service. Let me drag. I will sit here. I will not go anywhere. That much determination one should have. Three things: utsaha, nishchay, dhairya. There are six things which will elevate our consciousness, it will help in cultivating devotional consciousness. Among them, three is very important. First three, that is utsaha, nishchay, dhairya. We should have full enthusiasm and determination at the same time. And dhairya, patience. Sarvata dhamsine satyapi dhamsa karan yad bhava bandhanamuno. Isi bhava ko. This feeling where you will never leave devotional service, saprema parikritita. That is love.
Yuti nam yatha yuno, yunau cha yutam yatha, manobhiramatam tadvan manobhiramate tvai.
A love between a boy and girl, there is intense attachment, especially the young boy and girl. They don't want to live without each other. That level of intense attachment, Lord, I want, have with you. This is what a devotee prays. That is love. So lust can be transformed into love. And this is the only way to control lust. There is no other way. In this past time, Yashoda Mata, although Yashoda Mata has seen the opulence of Lord Krishna, when Lord Krishna was eating, you know, mud, dirt, at that point of time, his friends complained. And Yashoda Mata, you know, this is happening, should you please check your child? So Yashoda Mata just, you know, goes in that place and she said, no, open your mouth. And she is the Vishwaroop. And she sees the Vishwaroop where she sees, you know, unlimited universes, unlimited planets, unlimited living beings. But she doesn't get convinced that Lord Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. She considers that, no, this might be some illusion or due to some ghostly spirits this is happening. And on the other hand, Duryodhana, when Lord Krishna as a messenger, when he was present in the place, in the residence of Duryodhana, in the palace, in front of assembly, where Dhritarashtra was present, Bhishma, they was also present, and many other seniors were present, and at the same time Duryodhan, he was completely, you know, ready that I have to catch Lord Krishna by hook or by crook. And that time Lord Krishna shows his universal form, a Virat form, Vishwaroop form. But what happens with Duryodhana?
Vishwaroop tomara dekhila Duryodhana, Vishwaroop tomara dekhila Duryodhana, yaha dekhi bare vede kare anveshana, yaha dekhi bare vede kare anveshana, dekhi aao samshe marila Duryodhana, dekhi aao samshe marila Duryodhana, na paila sukha bhakti shunner karana, na paila sukha bhakti shunner karana.
This is the condition of Duryodhana now. Vishwaroopa tomara dekhila Duryodhana, yaha dekhi bare vede kare anveshana. Even the Vedic scriptures are searching, you know, they are, you know, greedy to see this form of Lord Krishna. But Lord Krishna is not going to, if someone is searching in the pages of Veda, he will not get to see that. And Duryodhan was so fortunate that Duryodhan got a chance to see Lord Krishna's Vishwaroop form. Nadane na chejaya. Even by performing many austerity, by giving charity, one will not be able to see this form. And even after seeing this form, there is no transformation. Rather, after seeing this form, he neglected, no, Lord cannot be supreme, this is an illusion. Now, one hand, even Yashoda Mata is not considering the supremacy of Lord, and in the similar way, even Duryodhan is not considering the supremacy of Lord. Now, there is a difference here. Yashoda Mata is not considering the supremacy of the Lord, she is forgetting the supremacy of the Lord, but still she is intensely attached with Lord and she is loving Lord. And other hand, when it comes to Duryodhana, Duryodhana's hatred is day by day increasing towards Lord. That is the difference. Even one of the past time, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Sachi Mata, when Jagadananda Pandit, Lord orders Jagadananda Pandit, you go to my mother and tell her that, remember that day, one day, you have made many favorite food of mine. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just ordering Jagannath Pandit. You just inform her that she was aspiring that I should come and eat all that food stuff. And that day, after some time, there was all the plates were empty. Actually, I came there and I ate all the food stuff. She informed that to Sachi Mata. And Jagadananda Pandit goes there and pay obeisances to Sachi Mata, and he informs also. And Sachi Mata was astonished. Even she, what she considered, she was just aspiring, she was just wishing that if Nimai comes, and whatever I have made this for him, if he comes, I will be very happy. And if he eats all that things, all whatever I have made. So the way Lord eats is different. The atheist says that Lord never eats. But because Lord is saying in Bhagavad Gita, if someone is offering with love, patram pushpam phalam tome yomya bhakte prayachati, if someone is offering with devotion, I will accept that. So anyone, like Yashoda Mata is giving her best to Lord, to serve Lord. If someone is serving Lord with full devotion, Lord will accept that devotion. And this is what happened with even Sachi Mata also. So I will end with the closing two verses of glorifying Yashoda Mata and Lord Krishna's love.
Kadamba sunu kundalam sucharu ganda mandalam vrajanganai kavallabham namami krishna durlabham yashodaya samodaya sakopaya dayanidhim ulukale sudasaham namami nandanandanam.
The verse is kadamba sunu kundalam sucharu ganda mandalam. Lord is wearing the earrings decorated by Mata Yashoda. Lord is wearing that. The earrings which is made of flowers, kadamba flowers. Vrajanganaika vallabha. Lord Krishna is the source of pleasure of all the Vrajavasis. Namami Krishna Durlabham. And that Krishna, who is very rare to achieve, it's not easy to achieve. Manushyanam sahasteshu kashim yatate siddhahe yatatam api siddhanam kashim mam veti tatvata. Among thousands and lakhs of people who want to make their life perfect, even among them, one person will attain me. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanvan mam prapadante vasudem sarvaviti samahatma sudurlabha sudurlabham. That's what. It's very rare to achieve Lord Krishna. That Krishna is enjoying pastime with these Vrajavasis. Yashodaya samodaya sakopaya dayanidhim. Lord Krishna has become manifested himself as a mercy personified for Yashoda Mata. Ulukale sudasaham namami nandanandanam. And what is the proof for that? Because Yashoda Mata has tied Lord Krishna. And she expected anger also. And Lord Krishna had accepted that thing as a service from Yashoda Mata. Namami nandanandanam. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Any easy questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you explained the difference between lust and love by quoting this verse, Atmendriya Priti Vancha Dare Kamanam, Krishnendriya Priti Vancha Dare Premnam. And then you also explained that when a devotee, he desires for his own spiritual advancement, he desires to go back to home. So that is subtle lust. But if we see when a devotee he desires, but actually that is the desire of the Lord. That will please the senses of the Lord. When a devotee desires to become Krishna conscious, spiritually advanced, goes back to home. So how to understand this?
I have said this that if a devotee is only concerned about his own advancement and is not concerned at all about others' advancement, if he is not sensitive about his fellow devotees, and he don't, because the principal quality, the basic quality of a Vaishnava is para dukkha dukhi, and if he is not having that quality, it means he is not real Vaishnava. And that's what, there is a two statements I had made. One, that he is only concerned about his advancement, and second, he is not caring about others' advancement. If this condition is there, then this is subtle level of selfishness. If he's considering about, he wants to go back to Godhead, everyone wants, should have a desire. Srila Prabhupada has said this. Everyone must have this desire that one should go back to Godhead. One day I will go back to Godhead. And there is nothing wrong in it. But it doesn't mean that just I should be going back to Godhead. Others I don't care at all. Even if they stay here, I don't care at all. So this mentality should not be there. Narrow-minded attitude should not be there. That was the statement.
Yes, of course, this mentality should not be there. But even if somebody, he thinks that I will deliver myself only. So even that is pleasing to the Lord because Lord wants that. So,
Swalpam dharmasya trayato mahatubhat. Lord is getting pleased with every small service. Every small desire to attain Lord is getting pleased with that. There is no problem with that. But Prahlad Maharaj is saying, prayana muniva savimukti kama. So there are many sages who are concerned about only their liberation. Only their sadhana and all that. But I don't want to. So subtle level of selfishness, I am quoting this, I am not saying a gross material selfishness. I am saying subtle level of selfishness. It doesn't mean that person will not go to back to Godhead. I don't want to make that statement. It doesn't mean that just because he is only concerned about his advancement, he will not go back to Godhead. I have not made that statement. I just put in this way a subtle level of selfishness, because we are coming from a sampradaya which is concerned about others' benefit, the whole world's benefit. And that's why we should also have that mood. Due to this, I have quoted this point. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhu, in the translation of this verse, it is written that Krishna was at the peak of his opulence. So what does that mean? Because Krishna is always full in all opulences, and can you please elaborate on that?
I don't know. Even I don't know about this. If someone knows, you can. Because I have not thought in that direction. So agar main kuch bolu, that will become speculation again. So I don't know that answer. So anyone wants to, you can. Actually, Krishna is full of opulence always. His question is right. Why here it is written that he is on the peak of opulence?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. It's given in the translation. The word has come, Ashesha Shekharam. That means he is the peak of all auspiciousness. So Krishna being situated at that position, Ashesha Shekharam, he need not be cleansed. He is already cleansed. But Mother Yashoda, out of her intense affection, she is feeling that I should bathe my child. And thus she is catching Krishna by hand and taking her to bathe. So here the bhav is, although the Lord is Ashesha Shekharam, topmost position of auspiciousness, still, he need not be cleansed, but still Mother Yashoda, out of intense affection, feels that he needs to be cleansed.
Okay. Shri Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Jai.